Welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. My name is Cheryl.
And my name is
Ash. Not ass.
I know. All the people who call me ass sometimes by accident.
Like me.
My mother. My friends. And they're just ass.
Hey, ass.
I mean, Ash. Can you pass? Oh, thanks.
Well, that is your name.
Welcome to Sunday, November 2nd.
Yes, we are live, Sunday, November 2nd. And if you are listening to us now, we can talk to you. You can call in. And if you are listening to us archived, I trust that it is the perfect time that you can listen to our show, but we can't call you or you can't call us.
Well, see, what here's the great thing about right now is I've memorized after how many years the number.
Almost 4 years. We're coming up to 4 years doing the show in January.
Call in, peeps. 888-627-6008.
Wow, I'm impressed. I don't even know that.
See?
Say it again.
888-627-6008. If I'm wrong, Doug or Don, just tell me, but I think I'm right.
Actually, our engineer is Doug. Hey,
okay,
Doug.
Just Doug. Okay, yeah.
I wanted to say, we probably should let people know what our topic is.
Yep.
Our topic is, drum roll, Ash. That's a tongue roll. Drum roll. Well, I was actually passing it on to you. That's why I said Ash.
You say it.
Our topic is the nature of happiness. I actually was thinking I wanted it to be the nature of happy. Because I like the shorter version, but
I like
it's the same thing, right? The nature of happiness.
Yeah, but
the
happy doesn't have penis in it.
You feel good now that you got that out?
Yeah, because I thought it was funny.
Oh, you got me there. That's funny.
I know.
Happy belated Halloween or Samhain for those who celebrate Samhain.
Yes.
Happy belated.
Happy day of awesomeness.
Happy day of November 2nd awesomeness. We are here.
I had way too much sugar.
We're here in fall, enjoying our rainy night, doing our broadcast in front of a warm fire.
Yep.
Grateful for the fire. Grateful for the weather. Grateful to be here. In fact, you might say, we're happy.
We are. We got to celebrate a birthday with our friend.
Yeah, a dear friend that we love very much.
Who's 80.
She turned 80 on Halloween. She's a Halloween baby. And so we went to her party today. And it was lovely.
Yeah.
We saw some old friends that we haven't seen in a while.
Just giving you a little bit of a down low on what's going on with Hologram.
Yeah, well, it's because we're happy.
It's because we're happy. Actually, this is a really cool idea for a show, if I do say so myself. I would love to hear all of your input.
Well, why don't we just get them started on something so they can comment?
Okay.
So, why don't you just read the blurb? Do you have the blurb in front of you?
I will in less than 10 seconds.
All right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. That's Cheryl's version of 10 seconds.
All right. So, our blurb, our whole, I guess, if you will, paragraph.
That's actually a shorter paragraph this time.
The nature of happiness. How simple is it to be happy? What do the vibes, energy, and intent of happiness do physically? Tune in to dig deeper today on whether true happiness exists, is overrated, or if it's the key to solving more problems than we ever thought possible. The media is transfixed on money, which is trying to convince us is the key to being important, happy, and even content. What do you really think? Listen and call in.
Well, we're trusting you're listening. We're trusting you to call in if it, you know, you're listening on November 2nd. And if not, sorry.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
So actually, I'll tell you the premise of this particular subject, this topic. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Ash because a few days ago, I made the opportunity for myself to sit down and watch a couple of documentaries on Netflix that had been standing out to me, but I had been postponing them because I was choosing instead fickle fantasy and movies for my entertainment pleasure. And I was always saying, oh man, I need to watch some of these documentaries. I need some edification. I need some knowledge. I need my brain to be, I don't know, if it's not enlightened, at least it will be
then watch
electric.
Watch Supernatural. That's what Supernatural does.
Well, that's my entertainment, my fantasy entertainment, but I'm talking about stuff that makes you think. So the one that has been standing out to me, and for those of you who have Netflix, I can't recommend these two documentaries more highly. The first one I started with was called Happy. And it basically was, the premise was, it was scientists were studying the psychology of happy, what it means to be happy. Because apparently for many, many years now, psychologists have been studying depression because we seem to be a depressed society. And so they've been transfixed on depression, but not thinking that you could also measure happiness in the same way. But suddenly a psychologist, I guess it was in the late 80s, this is all going by memory, he decided he was going to study happiness. And as a result, there's been other studies done since then, and a lot of studies done in the last 20 years or so, or just under. And it was really, really interesting. The findings about happiness and what makes us happy was quite fascinating. It was fascinating in that I already intrinsically knew this, and I think we each do, but we buy in to what mm-hmm. we're being sold. And most of us are being sold on happiness means either more stuff or more status or more fame or more popularity or more money.
Usually it's always just more.
More, but it's more of things, just things, period, mm-hmm. things. And the next documentary that I watched almost immediately after, and it was interesting how much they tied into each other, and I knew that wasn't a coincidence, was called I Am. And this documentary was created by, I wish I had it in front of me because I don't. I'm trying to remember his name. It's a director, the man who directed Ace Ventura. He actually took a chance on Jim Carrey. Huh. A little unknown man, he says, was known as the white guy in Living Color. The only white guy in Living Color. Anyway, he took a chance on Jim Carrey and did this movie, which, as you know, is now considered one of the comedic classics of our generation. I'm just going to look him up. So while I'm talking, I'm going to look his name up because I definitely want to give him kudos because he deserves it. Now, apparently this particular documentary was up for awards, and I think it did win one. I can't even remember which one, so apologize. That's the great thing about Google. You all can look mm-hmm. it up. Anyways, it's called I Am, and it was about his journey, his personal journey, towards understanding what it is that made him who he was and why he wanted to be here. Because who of us has not ever asked ourselves the question, what is my purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do with this thing called my life? Who am I? Right? All these kind of questions. Well, what happened to him is he had an accident. And the accident rendered him, it was a brain injury. And it actually affected his quality of life quite extensively. And he wasn't able to perform as he would normally. And it was causing him a lot of depression to the point of he didn't want to be here. And that's what prompted him to start questioning, well, why am I here? What am I going to stay here for? And so he went on a journey and he talked to the world's leading philosophers and scientists, to include David Suzuki, who is our very, you know, Canada's pride. I love David Suzuki. So he was asking them the question, like, what's wrong with our planet and what do we need to do to fix it? And so it was extremely perplexing because it answered a lot of questions. And as I said, there's many synonymous things that threaded this happy documentary with this I Am documentary. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what they found that were that was congruous with results to our happiness. Why don't you tell me what you think happiness is?
Well,
what brings us happiness, Ash?
Well, for me, happiness has always just been, like my mom says, if you can lay your head down at night and just sleep peacefully, like go to bed and know that you didn't screw anyone over, you didn't lie, you could just go to sleep and not have a guilty conscience about what you did in the day, that's true happiness. And I live by that because, you know, if you're worried about, you know, what you've done to this person, or you're worried about how you're going to answer to this or to that, you know, that's hard. And I've gone through that before, and I've been the person who doesn't sleep because they're worried about something. And I just realized that it's so much easier to be real and to be peaceful. And I used to think that being happy meant that I had to always be busy and going to do this and meet this person, like just so many different directions. But I'm busy in less directions now, with less things to keep me busy, but I'm just as busy, and it's kind of cool. And I was saying this on when I was in the car with you today, thinking that, you know, I'm really happy that I don't know, I just really feel like I'm happy where I am now. And why, and I'm going to tell you people, true happiness, what is true happiness, besides just the end of the day, but like something where it has nothing to do with actions, just state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that is just purely respecting yourself. Because I think that if you respect yourself, it's going to come out in every single different angle. And that's super broad, and that's super hard to respect yourself, because honestly, I still don't respect myself completely. I would love to. I sound like a bad radio host now. Yeah,
no,
I don't respect myself.
You're being honest, and that's what counts.
But I do mostly. But I think that that is, as soon as you can get that, like, let that be your direction. When you can start to respect yourself, know that you're on a road to happiness, because you know, if you don't respect yourself, you're going to be doing things like drugs and hurting people and this and that sometimes. Or, you know, just putting yourself in situations that aren't as positive. And to me, respecting yourself is the perfect kind of compass.
For what? Happiness?
To realize, yeah, you're on your way to happiness.
So it's an inside job.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's nothing external.
No.
So how many of us, one of my favorite lines in the Train song called Calling All Angels is, in a world where what we want is only what we want until it's ours. And that is definitely speaking to that idea that once we have something, then we'll be happy. So we're not really even living in our moments. We're thinking, oh, when I have that BMW, I will be happy. When I live on that hillside mansion, I will be happy. When I am CEO of my company, I will be happy. When I marry my dream girl or guy, I will be happy. And it's all this idea of once I achieve something or attain something, that's where my happiness lies. And then when you actually have these things, so then the person becomes the CEO, or you're living on that hillside mansion, or you are famous. Suddenly you're famous, and you're recognizing that your happiness doesn't lie in any of these things. Mm-hmm. It's definitely an inside job. I did find the name of the director. So the I Am documentary is written and directed by Tom Shadyac. And he is well known not only for Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, but also The Nutty Professor and Bruce Almighty. He created those films too. Definitely a man who was focused on comedy and making people laugh, very much like Robin Williams, right? So the exciting thing was, again, like I was saying earlier, that intrinsically I already knew the answer. And it actually excited me, because we're sold so many lies that we actually start to believe them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of us that's going, I don't believe it. But then there's that other part that's pushing that down going, No, believe it. Everyone tells me it is so, therefore it is. Mm-hmm. And that's the bullshit. Because we're all just basically walking around in this similar days, not really truly connected to ourselves. We're connected to a mindset, to a belief system that we've been sold. And I think the majority of us, what our job is, if we want to evolve consciously, not only individually, but also as a planet, is to break free of these lies and these illusions and these delusions. And the biggest lie is that happiness is achievable with all of this stuff, when in fact it's not. I was talking about it being an inside job. Watch these documentaries. I'm just going to say it in a nutshell. What they discovered, and you definitely have to go on the journey. I'm not going to sort of be your Cole's notes for these things. You've got to watch this. And I was telling Ash, I was working yesterday and I was texting her and I was saying, Ash, watch these documentaries with your family. I promise you, it's like medicine. Mm-hmm. And I think it's medicine for all of us because it helps us all to re-see what we already know. And you'll understand what I mean by that when you see it. You know how when you get that in your solar plexus area, you get that shudder, that feeling? You know how when you actually can feel, it's like your spirit, your soul is rising. Yeah. It's that kind of thing where you get a bit choked up because you're going, oh my God.
This, it resonates.
Yes, it resonates. So what they discovered with their studies and then just with him, first of all, you had the scientific approach with HAPI where they're doing actual studies. Mm-hmm. And secondly, with the I Am, you have the individual talking to all these philosophers and all these great thinkers like Noam Chomsky, who I also think is great. David Suzuki, as I mentioned, and so many other. Oh, yeah, Desmond Tutu. And so you have a perspective not only from a scientific evaluation from the side of science, but also from personal experience. What they discovered and what was synonymous was that our happiness is directly in relationship to our compassion.
Yeah, I understand that.
And this is our true nature. Our true nature is not to kill each other. Our true nature is not to commit war or to stir up war or to cause war. In fact, the opposite of what makes us happy creates war. And that's that false sense of having to have superiority, having to have more things in terms of land or more things in terms of dominance. So we've all been fed this bullshit, and how many of us are going to stop and say, you know what? The world isn't working the way it's going. We're actually going to probably end up killing our, you know, the entire planet if we keep going the way we're going. So what is it that we have to do? We have to turn around. If our happiness and our true nature is compassion, which is also an essence of love, right? Love to me is the foundation.
Oh, I agree.
Then we have compassion. We have peace. We have all these wonderful things that sprout from the foundation of love. So if we actually start practicing our compassion, meaning we're not out it, we're not out there looking out for number one, you know, that whole me generation, we are now becoming a we generation, recognizing how connected we are, recognizing how vitally important each and every life on this planet is, not just our own, and seeing how we truly are connecting and connected to every life form, acting compassionately.
Well, when you see the string kind of that, you know, it's almost like we have the same veins, like every single person has the same one same vein running through them, and it's a lifeblood that makes us all human. And if people actually stop to realize that there is more of that than we think, and it's stronger than we think too, I think that people would be easier on each other.
Definitely.
If people saw more of themselves than other people, oh yeah.
Well, the thing is it's not just even, it's not like a false belief. It's not, I mean, they've already proven, you know, that we are truly one. They've done many studies and you know, metaphysicians and whatnot, and the metaphysics of it. It's not just this airy fairy idea. It's a reality. It's just that we've chosen to be in this different reality, to have these different separate experiences while recognizing, in fact, we're not one.
But what do you think?
I mean, we're not individuals. We are one, I meant.
But what do you think if there's one thing, and that's not just like, not broadly, but in specifics, what do you think is one thing that stands in the way of true happiness the most? And I'm not saying, well, the media or this, like something.
What's the one thing that stands?
Is the that, most.
Well, I think I just said it. The individualism. The belief in the individualism of me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I believe in me, it becomes me against the world. It's mm-hmm. not me with the world. It's me against the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that sort of idea of competitiveness. So I have to compete with others for a job. I have to compete with others for a man. I have to compete with others to, you know, even get that beautiful sweater on sale when I've got a sea of women and mm-hmm. I'm diving through these women to get that sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole idea of competition, even us as musicians, you know, that mindset that we have to compete mm-hmm. against other musicians. We have to compete for people, for them to listen to us as opposed to others, for them to recognize us as opposed to others.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the illusion.
Exactly.
So that's what I feel is the thing that stands in the way, is the idea that we are completely in a competitive world.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many people that make that easy. Like today we were at a wedding fair with our work doing, I don't know, what would you say? Kind of like a...
Well, it was a trade show,
and we're
showing our wares. We're DJs by our day job.
Right.
Not only artists, but DJs. Yeah. And so, yeah, so we have to show our wares.
So that's where we were today, part of the day. My dad was there, too. And I was just really noticing how many of the women there are just trying to climb on top of each other. Not meet each other and say, hi, what do you do? Oh, that's great. That's really cool. That's what you do. Wow. Well, we should exchange cards. The women were like, I'm the boss. Look at me. I've come with the perfect amount of face powder on. And look at my bun. My bun's bigger than your bun. And mine's neater. You have hair sticking up. Like, it's so trivial and it's so stupid that we can't just uplift each other more. And I'm not talking about gender at all. Like, because, you know, everyone can be supportive regardless of gender completely. I don't think that has anything to do with it, except there's like an entitlement almost with certain people.
A lot of competition with women.
Yeah.
A lot of competition for the attention of men.
Mm-hmm.
And the sense of having to rise above. I don't know. I mean, I've been involved in business with women.
Mm-hmm.
There's some women that don't have that, and they're the women who have true confidence. They have a sense of,
oh yeah.
We're talking about this too. We're saying about the women in our lives that we're most drawn to are the ones that know who they are, and they're mm-hmm. so wholly and authentically them. They're not threatened by anyone else because they're just who they are, and they're fabulous to be around. But it's the women who feel insecure, the women who feel threatened
mm-hmm.
For no reason other than what's in their own minds. Because really, I'm coming from a woman's standpoint because I'm a woman, and I'm sure it's the same with you men. There's definitely a degree of competition between men, whether it's sports or whether it's in business or even for the attention of a woman. But anyways, I'm talking about women because that's what we notice. And it's really difficult to have really deep friendships with a lot of women. I find that a lot of women are less open to that because it's not like a welcoming at the beginning. It's mm-hmm. like there's this wariness. And I think it's because that's what we've been sort of taught.
Oh yeah.
Again, it comes down to this, there's not enough, so you have to fight for what there is. And this is bullshit, and we have to stop believing that because we have to start realizing
mm-hmm.
that there's more than enough on this entire planet. They've done studies. We don't need all you wealthy people hoarding the money. You know, the people who are hoarding and hoarding and hoarding, and then you have people who are suffering and people who are dying mm-hmm. of starvation. And it's just disgusting. I think that the people really need to look at, it's not rightfully theirs. They believe it is, but it's not. It's rightfully ours. And no, I'm not a communist. No, I'm not even really a socialist. I believe this is just the way our true happiness for all of us, the way it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Most, they were doing studies on indigenous tribes and aboriginals and whatnot, who it's about the tribe. It's about the collective. It's not about the individual. They hunt together. They work mm-hmm. together. If there's an individual who's sick in the tribe, they all work together to heal it, that person, because they recognize the mm-hmm. vital importance of each member of this society, their tribe. Well, we've lost that. We've yeah. lost that, and we have not improved. We have made it a lot worse for ourselves. And so with us looking at the world and how damaged it is because of us and wanting to find solutions, it really starts with looking inside, looking at our own individual belief systems, asking ourselves that question, are we happy? Like, really, really, like, come on, do it honestly. Don't do the, oh, yeah, 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 I'm happy. Just like if someone asks you, are you, you know, how are you doing? I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. I mean, that's all surface stuff. We have to have the courage individually to dig a little bit deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And recognize,
to explore, and like not be afraid to talk about it either.
Well, not be afraid to say, even to admit that what you've learned or what you've been taught is all a bunch of BS. That's a mm-hmm. big one, because that means you have to let go of a belief system mm-hmm. that you've relied on,
all
like
your
a
life,
crutch,
probably, yeah.
and start up a new one. And this mm-hmm. is the great thing about this documentary, I Am, because this is exactly what this Tom fellow did. He bought in to the lie. He had great success, mm-hmm. multi-million dollars. He had money, he had stuff, he had properties, he had everything you could imagine that would be deemed not only labeling you as a success, but also as a man of importance. And he said, based on his experiences and based on all the wisdom that he learned and gained from these individuals,
mm-hmm.
he said no to it. And he sold his stuff. And he decided to live a very, very meager life.
Yes,
and
that's
most
cool.
people look at that and they go, oh my God, man, you had so much. You were like the big man and you had millions of dollars and you had all these cars and you had all these properties and everybody thought you're great and everybody loves you.
Exactly.
And you gave it all up because it made him happier. So what can we learn from that?
Oh, definitely. And that's what I was talking to you about before, like the whole keeping busy thing. It's like I had a lot of attention in a way, you know, years ago.
Well, with your solo act?
Not even. Just like being in a band and kind of just, I don't know, being quite popular and in a way. And then I just completely, everyone's wondering, where the heck did she go? Was she a hermit living somewhere in the world? Or no, like I just am happier when things are low key and I've given a lot of that attention up, if not all of it. And I just like to be, I like the quiet. And the quiet to me is true happiness. I don't need to be going out and doing things all the time to, or, you know,
have people applaud you
exactly.
and tell you how great you
and
are.
And I don't need like this false kind of sense of stability either. Like if I feel good, then I feel good, but I don't need to pretend that I'm feeling good when I'm not.
Yeah, that's where the honesty comes in, because we're not always going to be happy all the
oh,
time.
No.
And if we say that we are, we're lying.
Oh, absolutely.
Doesn't matter how great or rockin' our lives are. There's times when we go through that dark night of the soul. There's times, I mean, each of us know this. Each of us maybe don't label it as such, but each of us know the suffering and the mm-hmm. and the sadness and the perhaps despair or the questioning, you know, the mm-hmm. wondering, am I doing this life right? I mean, there's no manual.
Not at all.
So here we are.
But here's the thing. Would it take having a manual to find true happiness? Would it take having a manual to be completely content?
Well, that's a really good question, because I don't think that... I think those of us who are trying to find the manual have lost the whole precept of what it means to be in this life. I think we all want the manual, but really we have it already. We just forgot it.
That's
forgot
true.
That we have it. And it's really, to me, this life is about experience. It's about feeling everything. Mm-hmm. Feeling the joys, feeling the sorrows, feeling the elation, feeling the despair. You know, choosing compassion over selfishness, choosing altruism over hoarding. Mm-hmm. It's all about our choices. And remarkably, when we recognize how much has been ingrained in mm-hmm. us and we go against it, there's still that part of you that's going, I think I'm wrong, but how come this feels so good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand completely, because I think that having a manual and having the answers, it's not like kind of a race to the finish saying, yeah, I won, I did it first, and I did this, and look what I've done. Because I don't think that that way, the experience and the, I guess, glory of that is retained. I think it's kind of just very fleeting. Whereas I would rather take the slow way and earn everything rather than just briefly hold it.
But that comes back to that self-respect
that
you were talking about earlier, because then you know through your life experience that you have done these things consciously mm-hmm. and made your choices consciously and reap the benefits of whatever it is you've chosen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you can have more and more self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about that aspect of happiness, and I totally agree, because I was thinking myself about what would I share personally. I mean, I'm talking about these documentaries, and they totally ring true to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know how happy I am when I give of myself in service, but I was also thinking about how me being free of what I would deem as shameful behaviors. There's, you know, the secrets that some of us have, that, you know, those closet things that we do or those closet things that we think or whatnot. To be free of that kind of guilt is hugely and immensely fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To be transparent as you possibly can, to be authentic, to be real, to be true, whether you're in a shitty mood or in a great mood, at least you're being real.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pretense. There's no hiding. There's no, you know, the neighbors see you as the, you know, the greatest person in the world. And then behind closed doors, you're, you know, beating up your family. It's important, just even getting back to that self-respect, to be authentic for ourselves, to know who we are.
And speaking of which, know who we are.
We or where we come from.
We are very excited because we have a special guest on line one. It's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom. It's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom. It's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom. Line one. Here's Ash's mom.
Hello. Hi, guys.
My mom has such a cute voice right now because she's probably going to cough, and she's probably going to sound like she is only half alive, but she is fully alive. Well, she just has a cold.
Yes, but you know what? I'm just going to tell you guys a couple things, and then I'll go, because I don't want to cough all the time. This is my, what I think. I think that if you're peaceful during the day and you give love to the people and you let God shine through you in a day, then you go to sleep good and you feel good and you feel like you've accomplished something, even if it's just helping find a dog that's lost its home or a person that needs help or a person that just needs a little bit of love or a smile or anything like that, as long as you can do that with yourself. Because we can't fix the world's problems, but it starts in us. So if we can take that peace with us all the way through the day and the love, then I mean, that's where it starts. It starts with us. So if we do that, and we show people that, they're going to turn around, they're going to see it, and they're going to want a piece of that. So then they're going to, you know, reap what they're going to sow. Those are my words of wisdom.
I fully agree
with
you.
How do you like that?
Hey, and you didn't cough. That's awesome.
There she goes.
I know. But that's what it is if you have peace in your heart and you're peaceful with people and you're loving and kind, that you have that peace when you go to bed at night and you feel like you've accomplished something, even if you haven't, like, you know, done a great deed out there. If you just do little things for people through the day and don't look for recognition of what you did, that's the peace that you have when you're done. Right?
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's, again, getting back to the self-respect. It's not about the recognition outside. It's about us feeling good on the inside, recognizing random acts of kindness too, like doing random acts of kindness. And it's not so that we can have someone say, hey, aren't you great? What a great, perfect, kind person you are. It's just because you feel good. Even if the person who you've done the kindness for has no idea it was you, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And boy, does that make you feel good.
Yes. Doesn't it make you happy?
Oh, yes. Yes, it really, really does. Or you do little things for your family. Like little things, like you make something special for dinner, or you slip your kid a loony or a toonie or something, you know, little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you give somebody a hug or a kind word, you know, that's what us human beings are supposed to be about. And
exactly.
If everybody did that, there'd be no hate, there'd be no prejudice, there'd be no wars, there'd be no differences between countries. We'd embrace each other's differences and still love each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's from Guru Janice.
Thank you, Guru.
So I'm going to let you guys go because I know I'm going to start coughing soon.
Okay, we love you. Thank you for
calling.
Your input. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you. She is awesome, and she is my mother.
That's right. And she has her own song.
And she takes the time to call in even when she's not feeling good. That's true happiness.
That's right. See, because she's giving back to you.
Exactly.
This is her way of flipping you a loony.
Exactly. Listening to the show. Well, that's cool, because I really agree with all the things she said, and it's so nice that we have a lot of you listening. We have a lot of listeners. We know that, and it's great to just be back with you guys, because it's been a while. We've had a hard time through the summer being able to do our live shows, so we've done quite a few reruns, because it's been busier than normal.
Yeah, I really don't like that word, busy, but... Yeah, it's been full.
I'm saying it because it's true.
I know.
But you don't like the word, but
it's just me.
I'm going to say...
You go ahead. I'm not...
Busy and full.
I'm happy to allow you to be who you are.
And I'm happy to allow the same for you most of the time.
You're funny. You're funny. You're a funny girl. Well, why don't you just tell them the number again? Give them a chance if they want to call in.
888-627-6008. Why don't you call in, have a little chat with us, tell us what you did for Halloween, tell us what makes you happy, that sort of thing. That's what I have to say. I had to read the number that time.
You all come.
And I forgot it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You had a brain fart.
Yeah, I had a bit of a fart of the brain.
Wow.
I think it would be really fun if we got to just randomly ask our listeners questions sometimes. Like, you know how they call us and... So, you know, this is what I want to talk about, or this is a question I might have. Well, I really wish that we could just randomly call a listener, like somehow, it just like we press a button, it'll go right to their computer and say, hologram wants to ask you a question. And then we could ask questions, just stuff.
What kind of question would you ask people?
Well, I'd just probably just press the button and ask a random question. Just don't know anything about who's going to be answering it, whatever, something like that. I just say, you know what? What is the one thing that you wanted to do most today and you did? Or I'd say, what is the worst sound in the world?
The worst sound?
Or I'd say...
What is your worst sound?
Oh, I have so many.
Mine is nails on a blackboard and styrofoam rubbed together.
Oh, styrofoam actually sounds horrible. I hate the sounds of, like, I really don't like ticking. I hate ticking.
Like the clocks.
I can't stand
when
it.
You're,
I hate
when you're
it.
Sleeping over at someone's yeah. place or you're in a hotel room or something, they got a clock and it's going...
Yeah. And I also hate sirens, so and I hate trains. So if sirens
Seriously?
Or trains, oh yeah, I just
I didn't
nothing,
even know that.
Nothing makes me angrier than having to like have the loud that I can't control. Yeah, I don't like it.
I love trains.
Oh, I don't like them.
The sound of trains in a distance
oh,
is
no.
nice to me. It's comforting.
Yeah, in
Up
the
close,
distance,
it's a bit loud.
I hate loud. I don't like loud anything.
Yeah,
right?
But we,
so,
I mean, that's what we do. We play music.
I'm 30 now. I don't like loudness. There's
it's
no,
all about put the earplugs in.
There's no point for loudness. There used to
Thank
be.
You, Matron Ash.
I used to be this DIY punk rocker. Now there's everyone. Shh.
One of our friends today, she hasn't seen her in a while. What'd she say to you, Ash?
She said, and it's not even like, I just don't have black hair. That's the only different thing about me. And she says, what happened to your goth look? Or something like that.
How come you don't look so goth?
And she's probably over 70, this woman. And,
yep.
You know, she even knew what goth was. But
she's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I apparently used to be goth. And apparently that used to make me happy. But I just never thought of it. I'm just, I don't know.
Just because your hair isn't black, it's your natural color. That's the only thing that's different.
Yeah, I know. I still have tattoos.
You still have tattoos. You still wear dark eye makeup. You still wear dark lipstick.
That's because you can't take the, I don't know, ash from the ash. I don't
from
know.
From the ass.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. That was sweet. Maybe that was her way of saying, dear, you look so nice now that you're not a goth.
Well, no, she said, you're always beautiful, but that's kind of like...
That's so kind of like going,
like no matter, right?
Yeah. No matter if you just put, you know, wear black lipstick and black eyeliner till we can hardly see your eyes.
Not that much.
You're still beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
One of those backhanded compliments. Don't you love them?
Yeah.
I think what I would ask if I was going to call any of you myself and ask you one question, you're saying, what did you do today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, what did you not do today that you wish you had?
Mm-hmm.
I would do the other. What is it that we're not doing that, you know, our secret dreams, the whispers in our psyche that's, you know, that are telling us, guiding us, giving us direction, and we're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough spot to be for any of us when
we
know that there's fear or there's something stopping us from doing that, which we have whispered to us. And I'm not talking about psycho stuff. I'm talking about the good things, like guidance and direction around like even traveling or your career dreams or just even picking up a guitar. Doesn't matter how old you are. And if you've never learned, you're never too old. You're never mm-hmm. too old. So why aren't you taking lessons?
Exactly.
Right? So these are the things that I would ask. What is it that you haven't done today that you wish you had or that you're telling yourself that you can't, that word can't?
Yeah.
Put it up there with busy.
I don't mind busy. I don't like can't, though.
Can't. I hate should.
Oh, I don't like that one.
Should. You should do this. You should be this. Why can't you?
Yeah, I don't like
Are
that
you too
one.
Busy? There you go. Three sentences with words I don't like.
Are you too busy?
So the nature of happiness, bottom line, it's not what we've been told. It has nothing to do with what we own, what job we have, the degree of fame that we have in this lifetime. It has everything to do with how we feel on the inside, how much we're giving of ourselves, how much we're sharing of ourselves, how much we're connecting and understanding and knowing and honoring and revering the oneness of mm-hmm. all, not just each other, but also the natural world, the animal kingdom, everything. How much joy do we get from our animals?
Oh, immense.
So much joy. So much joy. And I just think everybody should have a rescue animal. Everybody should have an animal that has no home. I just think it's such a shared, beautiful, beautiful experience. Not only is it fantastic for us, but it's also fantastic for the animal to have love and that sense of love and caring and just this beautiful presence, mm-hmm. this beautiful soul.
So if you could tell somebody one thing, just assume that everybody had to take the same step. And it's not what we were talking about before about, you know, individual or collective compassion. But if everybody had to take one step closer to not even true happiness, but even true contentment, nothing grandiose, just regular, what do you think that one step would be?
Well, it's interesting because I've got my Rolodex, my mind Rolodex is just going to, and the thing that came out is there is the How principle and the 12-step programs, and I was a part of a 12-step program many, many years ago, and this is the one thing that I took with me, and I like to kind of gather different things from all over that resonate with me and become my foundation of my skill set, say my toolbox, whatever you want to call it. And the How principle is honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. And I would say that if each of us applied the How principle, and mm-hmm. it's easy to remember, How, honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness, mm-hmm. that is immensely helpful.
Agreed.
To any of us.
Agreed.
Because it starts with self-honesty. It starts with being open to new ideas, new belief systems, mm-hmm. to maybe even being wrong and not recognizing it as a detriment, and to be willing to do what it takes to get to that mm-hmm. place of being happy, to get to that place of centeredness, to get to that place of just being free.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So that's the first thing that came to mind, so I'm trusting Spirit wants me to share it.
I agree, because I think that we're not really going to get anywhere unless we take a little bit of the ego out of it. Take a little bit of the ego out of ourselves, because mm-hmm. it's so hard sometimes to even, maybe I'm just 30 now, but but I don't like to talk as much to different people.
It's amazing how much changed, you know, from 11:59 p.m. to 12 a.m. on her birthday.
Yeah.
In that 1 minute span, she became a new 30-year-old person.
Well, it's true. I'm just jaded now. I can't help it, but what I'm saying is this, is that a little bit of the ego has to come out sometime. And I wish that my ego came out sooner, because I really don't have any. Like, and I'm just saying it. Like, if I have ego, I'd say it. Sure, I'm sure there's some buried deep within me, but I don't wrestle with it often anymore.
No.
And it's just so separate from me, and it feels good to say that. But holy crap. If we could just stop and be like, okay, you know what? You can talk about poop with your friend. Or, you know what? You can talk about that. You can flatulate over there in the corner and, like, not feel completely embarrassed. Or, you know what? You do have broccoli on your teeth, but who the frick cares? We all eat. You know? Like, shut up and just realize that you aren't going to make or break CNN for a day just because you didn't do something perfect. Just be like, you are completely the same as everybody else, and all the imperfections are really quite perfect, so shut up and just live. Okay.
Shut up and just live. So there you go. I've got the How principle, and Ash has shut up and just live.
See? And many pipes in the sewer system. Yeah, you know? Quotes by me.
Yes.
One day, by the time I'm 50, I'll have a lot of quotes to give you guys.
That'll happen, your autobiography.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be just swimming with these great quotes.
Well, I've been looking up quotes, actually. It's really funny because my phone broke a couple weeks ago, and I have a new phone, and so I have this feature. I don't know if any of you have the Samsung Galaxy S4, but I have an S4. And I really like this feature where you just kind of hover your thumb above the screen and it's like a magnifying glass.
Yeah, because you're 30 now and
now
you need it.
I know. So now I look up all these quotes and it's just like these huge quotes and I have to scroll through this thing with my thumb for a long time just so I can see these words as big as my finger. And it's just so great.
So what quote stood out to you then?
I don't know.
You're just looking at, you're not obviously digesting any of these words. You're just actually playing with your phone.
No, I did. I had a good quote the other day, and it was, I don't know, a quote about Courtney Love or something. And it was really funny because they were just saying that she was nuts. But I'll find the quote if anyone wants it.
Yeah, who needs William Blake when you got quotes about Courtney Love?
Well, have you noticed that they're, most of all the quotes about Courtney Love are totally dead on true? There you go.
I'm just thinking about how many times you've mentioned Courtney Love during our program.
I know. And that's what's
it's
weird.
It's like you've got this kind of weird obsession with her or something.
It's not me. It's just that I don't even know why. That's weird because
bring her up almost every show.
That's because she's the perfect candidate for examination. What to do and what not to do.
If anything,
ego and non-ego.
Yeah, she's
happiness.
I think she's a good example, as are many people. But since we're talking about her, of how not to be happy.
I'm an insanely huge fan of the first two Hole albums. I think they're genius. Absolutely genius. Do I like Hole now? Do I like Courtney Love now?
I love Patty.
Patty's great. Hole before 94, awesome. Hole after 95, I'm sorry. It's just
we probably should do a show just about Hole. And you can talk about why your opinions changed and what exactly was the catalyst to the change in your emotion and your approach to the band.
And why I'm
Rolling Stone
why
type
I'm upset.
Of interview.
And why
you're upset.
Trying to let this
and
go.
And why she can't obviously let it go, because every program is
That's my answer for what's standing between me and true happiness. Courtney Love. I'm trying to decipher and just swallow and digest different emotions about Hole. I'm just not there.
That'd be great if one day Courtney's actually listening to this program.
That'd
She'll
be funny.
Just say, I don't give an F what you girls think.
And you know what? F off. Sign up for my new cigarettes.
I got my Manola Blahniks, and that's all that I care about.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Well, we're almost done tonight. We just wanted to just have a frank talk about happiness. If any of you want to call in, now is the time.
Well,
888-627-6008. Remembered at that time.
It would be too short of a call, and I wouldn't encourage it. We're actually going to wrap up.
But still,
if you have a quick comment, you are more than welcome to call us.
And that's all I have to say. Be happy.
It's not that easy.
I
but
know.
Yet it is. Watch the documentaries Happy and the documentary I Am. And if they're not at least a little bit life-changing, then I don't know. Why not?
She said it.
That's right. I said it. That's the sewer system of my love. There you go. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for contributing to the energy of this world. And may it be from a place of love and the highest, which is what we're all, I believe, striving to be and to do. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's damn hard, and it's just about being. So trusting that you can reach that place of happiness and know yourself and know your connection. Bless you. Kiss some trees. We love you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.